Rhonda McBride, and thank you for being part of our conversation today on Juno Afternoon. We are so glad to have you here with us today as we carve out some space for an important conversation about senior services in Southeast Alaska. That's a program that's under the big umbrella of Catholic Community Service. And with us today, we have Erin Youngstrom. She's the Fund Development and Outreach Coordinator, and Eileen Hosey, Case Manager for Southeast Senior Services. Well, first of all, let's begin with you, Erin. If you could just sort of give us an overview of the senior services in that big Catholic Community Service footprint.
So Southeast Senior Services is a division of Catholic Community Service. We also do the Safe Child Advocacy Center, and we do hospice and home care of Juno. But within Southeast Senior Services, we do a range of things. For example, we run 11 of the different senior centers in Southeast Alaska, all the way from Yakutat down south to Kluwak, and so we serve all of Southeast in that forum. But then we also have the Caregiver and Senior Resource Center, which serves all of Southeast Alaska as well, based in Juneau, but there are case managers from all over Southeast. And then there's more general case management, which Eileen is going to be able to talk about today. And we also we do a lot of things. We do Meals on Wheels as a part of the senior services. And we also have counseling available. So there's a range of things that we do. And Eileen is going to be able to speak more specifically when it comes to case management.
So Eileen, how many years have you been serving seniors in Southeast?
This is my 12th year. Yes.
And may I ask how old you are?
Don't tell my grandkids. They all think I'm 39. Yes, I'm 78.
So you have literally aged with your job. I mean, grown into your job, as they say. What has kept you in this job for so many years?
I would have to say it is the immense privilege it is going into a senior's home and being welcomed and being able to help them make sense out of what's going on with their lives, offering some solutions, offering some things that they can make choices about, and reaffirming that they are valuable assets to our community.
Well, it's not a cookie cutter kind of experience, I imagine, because seniors are in different phases of aging. Some may need more help than others. How do you learn to gauge that in the work that you do?
Well, it's pretty simple. Our philosophy is we meet you where you are. We don't go in with any prejudgment. We don't have any pre-existing ideas. We don't tell the seniors what to do. My favorite expression when I go in after we've talked a while is, you're driving the train, not me. I'm telling you what cars to put on the train that would be helpful, but you have the choice. And that's the biggest thing I think that impacts seniors, is they feel like they've lost choice and power in their lives and don't have any ability to make their lives better. But we show them how they can improve their lives, things they can do to make themselves happier, healthier, and more independent. We talk a lot about what I call realistic independence. And that's, as we age, letting go of some of those preconceived ideas that independent and doing it myself is the only way to go. Well, to my mind, independence means accepting some help where you need it, and that gives you more freedom to be who you really want to be.
So, Eileen, can you give us some examples of situations you've encountered, typical situations where a person is just afraid to let go of their independence? And how you might have resolved it?
Yes, absolutely. had a fellow who had some pretty acute health issues. So independent, but all of a sudden found that he wasn't able to actually get out of his chair and move around because he had sustained an injury and was determined to fight the pain and fight it all and just go on with what he did regularly, except he couldn't do it. So we had a long talk. We talked about 2 hours about when it's good to receive help and when you can try to do it on your own. So the upshot was he allowed me to call the medics. They came, took him to the hospital. He was so impressed with how he was treated, got his issues resolved, got back home, and we talked again about starting Meals on Wheels, having some other things in his life, getting transportation to Capital Access. So he began to have these regular noontime meals. While nutritious, it also offers another pair of eyes to visit a senior, a vulnerable senior. And before you knew it, he was able to get back up and take his dog on walks again. And for him, that was the ultimate. He was again independent.
Well, that's a great story. I'm just curious, yeah. as you being someone who is trying to help nudge things in the right direction, how did you feel when he was able to go out and walk his dog?
Well, I felt like he had won a victory, and I had too, in a way, because, you know, in part of our conversation, I have to tell the truth. There's no getting around it. If you go in and get checked, your pain will go away much sooner, but it's your choice. If you don't want to, I'm not going to call them, but if you want to have pain relief and perhaps, you know, get better sooner, you can do these things. So he ultimately made that choice. So, and that sometimes that's a hard thing when people make choices that we don't think they should make, but so we try to take that out of the equation at all times, because that's the hallmark of the independent Alaskan lifestyle. We make our personal choices. But if you don't make that choice, having all the information, it's not fair to you. So we like to have the information available, and then people decide what they want to do.
It is really hard to cross that bridge of asking for help, but sometimes it can make all the difference in saving a life, in or just simply making it easier for someone to stay at home. You had another story you were going to share with us.
Yes. A lovely lady in her 60s had a stroke and was compromised on her right side. She lived in a small community north of Juneau. And we convinced her that maybe she could go to the senior center for lunch. And the caravan, it was called back then, would pick her up. She was so hesitant to get back into the real world, but she decided to try it, and she was welcomed back with open arms. So the caravan would pick her up and take her to lunch and then take her back home. And she began to see the familiarity of the route, and then she became brave enough to walk to the senior center with the help of a relative, and her feeling of independence skyrocketed. And she goes to she doesn't go now because the senior centers are not really fully open. I think they're beginning to open back up. But those were two little things, going to lunch, having a lunch there with welcoming people, and having access to a ride, a safe, dependable ride every day. That made a big difference for her.
Well, you know, so much of what you're talking about, Eileen, depends on sort of this one-on-one communication. And I imagine, you know, whereas as we come out of the pandemic, boy, a lot of changes since then, both a curse and a gift, I guess, the pandemic was for us. In what way did it change how the Resource Center operated and how you were able to interact with seniors?
Yeah, that's been a challenge. People that we would normally visit in person, and we cherish those home visits, as do our clients. They had to all of a sudden be telephone visits. But it worked out well because the acknowledgement that we're still here, we still care about you, and we want you to call us if there's anything that you need, or if you have questions or problems. We're still here on the phone, and we could cut, you know, if there is a situation that needs it, we can make something happen. So it was even more important to stay in touch by the telephone.
So Erin, as an agency, and of course it's a very complicated agency with so many branches to it, how did you navigate the pandemic? And do you think you're stronger for it in some ways?
Well, to be fair, I am recently new to Catholic Community Service. I started in January, but based on looking out at all the work that was done, like our Meals on Wheels increased. We increased meals in general by almost 75%. And I know we have our different volunteer programs, for example, Friends of Seniors, where people were able to go grocery shopping for seniors. And we are looking for volunteers for that program as well. So check our website for more information. And that program is essentially, and they do a lot of work too in tandem with the Caregiver and Senior Resource Center in Southeast Senior Services, where if a senior in the community requires some help but doesn't meet the threshold of like an institution coming in and helping out, this volunteer can go and help out, whether that be taking out the garbage, something as small as that, helping with gardening, or doing grocery shopping. There's a litany of options that Friends of Seniors can do. And it's really important because this supports Southeast Senior Services, help seniors age in place. We want seniors to remain independent for as long as possible, but getting some help from the community here and there where it's needed, it can keep them independent for as long as possible.
And I'm sure relieve anxiety. Oh, how am I going to cope with this? How am I going to do this? You mentioned you're new. I mean, are you in some ways overwhelmed by all that Catholic Community Service does?
I think it's easy to get overwhelmed with all that Catholic Community Service does because we serve seniors, and then we also serve children with the Safe Child Advocacy Center and families along with that. But then we also have hospice and home care. And there's nuances to each of the divisions as well that also have overlap. For example, people who come into our care of Catholic Community Service, they can start out with Southeast Senior Service, where you remain as independent for as long as possible. And when our client becomes familiar with our services, becomes familiar and comfortable with Catholic Community Service, sometimes they graduate as they age into hospice and home care of Juno. And so many of our clients, they become familiar with us and then they age along with us over time. It is easy to get overwhelmed with all that we do, but I'm excited to get the word out and let people know about Catholic Community Service, because the more people know about us and the services that we provide, the more people can ask us for help and we can help them.
So where are you from, Erin?
I like to say that I am from Wisconsin, but that's not where I'm most recently from. But I've been in Juneau for about 6 years now. I plan to have my roots in Juneau for a long time. And so I call myself a Juneauite, but I know that's kind of common for people to claim to be an Alaskan, but there's always someone who's more Alaskan than you are.
Well, that's true, but there are things probably that surprised you when you took this job about the way things are done in Alaska, even when it comes to serving seniors and elders. And one of the things I've heard about is that subsistence food can be donated, and it turns up in some of those Meals on Wheels. Tell us about that.
Yes, we at Catholic Community Service at all of our senior centers gladly accept subsistence hunting donations. We, whether that is in Wrangell or Hoonah, we really want to provide our seniors and elders with cultural experiences outside of just one-on-one or a personal interaction. We believe that food holds a place in how you feel. And so if you provide subsistence hunting and traditionally Alaska native food, that can be used for Meals on Wheels. And check out our website or contact our Meals on Wheels coordinator for more information on that, which is available on our website, ccsak.org.
Now, one of the things that we should mention here, too, is how Meals on Wheels sort of helps people stay healthy, that it's more than just, say, charity because somebody can't afford food. It may be for other reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. Meals on Wheels, it helps in seniors, once again, remain independent. You may be able to afford food, but you might not have the capability to cook three meals a day. And so Meals on Wheels helps alleviate that stress and, once again, help seniors remain independent. Eileen may have something to add on to that.
If I might add one other thing about the meals, each meal contains 1/3 of the minimum daily required nutrients for seniors. So they're getting a balanced, nutritious meal, as well as having the convenience of having a meal. And a lot of our seniors have food insecurity, especially this past year, it seems to be more apparent. And so, in fact, I had one client who was so worried about her finances. We signed her up for Meals on Wheels and told her there was no cost. There's no cost to them. If people want to make a donation at some point, they can. But just knowing that she had a reliable meal coming every day was an enormous sense of relief for her.
You know, sometimes I think people don't realize that there are solutions available, and some of them relatively simple. Do you help provide people with any adaptive equipment or tools to help them adjust to aging?
Well, yes, we do. For instance, when we go in for a home visit after we've gotten a referral, people often need walkers, and they may need toilet risers because, you know, their knees are bad. Some people need wheelchairs for a short period of time. There's a variety of things. Through sale, we can get something called pocket talkers. We can get things for low vision, and we can help make arrangements to get grab bars for safety, bath benches, transfer benches so people can get in and out of the tub safely. We talk a lot about safety. We can make arrangements for them to get the Lifeline pendant. So if you live by yourself and fall, many people are not able to get up. And if you can't call for help, and if your phone isn't right there, you're in a pickle. So we advocate for that. We also advocate for people being prepared with powers of attorney and advance directives. Simple but important documents to have on hand for anybody. And we make those available. And usually if there's a situation we don't know how to fix, we can call SALE or another agency in town, and we'll get an answer. When we collaborate, you know, the multi-agencies, we get together and we collaborate on the different issues.
So not only do you have your own big umbrella as an agency, but you're connected to other big umbrellas to keep people out of the rain, so to speak.
And yes, we are. And that's what makes it work, because we will all work together. And our goal is pretty much the same, helping the people.
So SALE is Southeast Alaska Independent Living. I hope I have that correct. They're a very wonderful organization that kind of sounds like they have the same philosophy as you do, is kind of meeting people where they're at. One of the things, you know, now that we're moving out of the pandemic, what's the biggest mountain to climb for Catholic Community Service?
When the pandemic started, I think the state and the federal government said we could provide in-home meals to everybody. The requirement used to be you had to be homebound. And so anybody age 60 and above who needed a meal would get one. As we come out of the pandemic, and this is just my own personal observation, I wonder when we are going to have to change back so that one won't have to prove they're homebound, otherwise go for what they call a congregate meal at the senior center. And the reasoning behind that is good because socialization is really so important, especially as we age and perhaps we live alone. So that's the motivation behind it. Some people probably have gotten very used to living in their snug little nests. We've been able to gradually go back to some in-home visits using the safe protocols. Can you think of anything else, Erin? There'll be a mountain to climb? I don't know.
I can.
Every day there's a few.
I definitely can for Catholic Community Service, for Southeast Senior Services and for Hospice and Home Care of Juneau. I think one of the biggest mountains to climb is finding caregivers. As our seniors are aging, as baby boomers are getting older, society is going to really struggle to be able to provide adequate care for our aging seniors. And they're, especially in Alaska, where there may be seniors living alone, it's going to be harder as time goes on to find people to take care of. Plus, with the national nursing shortage, our nursing homes are not going to be an easy fix for that. So we are, to kind of plug some things that we have Friends of Seniors, which is our volunteer program where if you are a member of the community, you want to give back, you can help volunteer and help a local senior out, which builds connectivity to our community and support our elders. So if you want to learn more about that, feel free to email me at fdo@ccsak.org. We can find a volunteer opportunity for you.
So we are just about out of time. So Erin, I understand that you are in the midst of a big campaign, Compassion in Action. And if you want to help, this is definitely a way you can do that. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So Compassion in Action is our end of year fundraiser. And we are just trying to attract new donors to people who may be familiar with what CCS does, but not sure about the full scope of senior services. And during the month of June, the last day is June 30th, when you donate $5 or more, you get automatically entered to win 2 Alaska Airline tickets anywhere they fly. No donation is required for entry. Email me for more information. You can go to our Facebook, Catholic Community Service, or our website, ccsak.org, or find us on Instagram. And the information is in the link in our bio. Or you can see a bunch of posts about it. There's one post where Eileen is beautifully smiling at the camera and talks about the work that she does. So head on over to ccsak.org to donate and get qualified to win 2 Alaska Airline tickets anywhere they fly.
All right. Well, we are out of time, so I'm going to have to say goodbye. Thank you very much, Erin and Eileen, for joining us today.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck with your campaign.
Support for Juneau Afternoon is provided by Hanson Gress, Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, and Klingit and Haida Social Enterprises. For more information, visit ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.